From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio.
I.
The number you have reached, 911, has been phoned to a non-published number.
And the crazy boys are back in Montreal. William Backus and Stephen Pickford with you up behind the console. And we have two special guests in studio. We have our chief correspondent, Canada's Centennial Anchorman, the man himself, Vic Phillips in studio. Vic, welcome to Travel World.
Thanks, Willem. Nice seeing you again, and nice seeing Stephen again. It's good to be back in Montreal, where we're broadcasting from today.
Glad to have you here, Vic.
And, of course, we have the original Pretty Fly for a White Guy, Neil Drabkin. Welcome, Neil.
Oh, you're too kind.
There we go.
Welcome you to the studio this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Steve, we have a few travels. Vic is in Montreal visiting us here, and Neil has been... where have you been, Neil?
In beautiful Southern California, where it's the sun shines all of the time.
Yes, the
man's
every
day, every day, mostly sunshine. That's what I can live with. And Vic is in town, staying at our host hotel here on Travel World. When people come from out of town to Montreal, they stay at the Hotel Dufour, where you can get a good night's sleep because it's a nice, quiet boutique hotel with a room starting like on the 11th floor, so you don't hear that road noise. You always tell me how you get a perfect night's sleep at the Hotel Dufour.
Yes, except my sheets were a little rumpled last night, and I understand that you had used my room the night before.
That's why it's a nice, quiet, discreet location. 1-800-565-6333.
Note the key use of the word discreet.
127 rooms, mini suites with a kitchenette convenience, because you have the coffee makers and fridge and microwave and... minutes from everything, a walking distance to the subway, St. Catherine Street, the main shopping district, restaurants. It's a definitive boutique hotel, quiet, understated elegance in the heart of the city. Also, for the business travelers, the first hotel in the city to have data valet internet accessibility. Using a network card and its connector, not a traditional modem, you can fax, print, email, and more without reconfiguring your electronic notebook. And that's the Hotel Dufour, the only hotel in Montreal to offer the complete business solution to the business traveler of today. So check that out at www.hoteldufour, that's HOTELDUFORT.com, and the non-chain experience in Montreal at 1-800.
What is a boutique hotel, Stephen?
A boutique hotel tends to be a property under 200 rooms, tends to be independently owned, a company that is not chain affiliated, and usually tends to be a 3 or 4 star property with a variety of services. May not have an on-site restaurant, but they'll offer continental breakfast or the availability of a continental breakfast.
I know it's a really nice place, and it's a pretty nice part of Montreal as well. And I saw the rooms that were there. Vic, you have a pretty decent room this time too, don't you?
What, you were in my room too before I arrived? No wonder everything was rumpled.
How do you think the toilet got clogged?
Yes, it is a beautiful hotel located in the heart of downtown Montreal, and I've stayed there a number of times, and I really like it. It's close to a lot of bookstores.
Yes, you are. Love to read.
Love to read. That's all I do when I'm in Montreal, is read.
Except for another taking
and
an hour
Steven's
break in the afternoon.
Steven's got to fix that for him this afternoon.
He'll be right to think his Russian community. Also, this evening we'll be testing out a restaurant that just recently opened, an upscale Italian restaurant down in the old port area on the King Edward Pier, Porto Fiorentino. So we're going to have a report on that next week.
So Vic will have the international experience this afternoon. He'll become Himalayan?
Yes, and he's going to go for lunch at an Indian restaurant, and he'll be remembering that for... many a week. So there's a lot of international dining.
You're going
experiences.
To an Indian restaurant on purpose?
Yeah. Well, is it a Canadian Indian restaurant?
Yes.
I have no idea where you're taking.
No, Indian restaurant, yes. The Aboriginals, the native peoples.
But Montreal is truly a European-style city.
It's interesting that we actually have to ask a question like that because of the variety of food that is available in Montreal.
Well, this is a multicultural country. It's a multicultural city, and there's flavors of around the world here that you can find just down the corner of the street.
It's really neat that that topic came up because there's no one more qualified to talk about the multiculturalism of Canada than Neil Dravkin himself. You were, for a while, you were the Deputy Minister of Immigration in Canada, were you not?
I served with the Federal Minister of Multiculturalism, and actually we drafted the first multicultural act in the world in 1988, which reflects the fact that Canada is a mosaic. Cultural diversity exists here from coast to coast to coast, and we have people who've come to this country from the four corners of the world.
They talk about, you know, New York City being a melting pot. I mean, among the cities I've been to, New York City, it could be considered a whole country by itself because it is that different from the rest of the United States, and there's the New York mentality and everything. Montreal is, by my personal opinion, the closest thing that Canada has that compares to New York City. Not in the size and the hustle bustle, because Toronto is the biggest city in Canada, but in terms of the multicultural mix, we're a mosaic rather than a melting pot, so you see more of the differences in people than you would in Toronto. And then you would in New York City. New York City, most people trying to be all alike, but their differences come out by accident. But in Montreal, we actually are proud of our differences and our heritage.
We actually encourage that. This is called cross-cultural understanding. People encourage understanding between the cultural communities and come together, and we respect our differences, and we promote that kind of thing, and I think it's a good thing to promote.
And that's what the visitors love to see. They love to feel at home, no matter where they're from as well. They come here and they feel at home because there are many times people from their home countries here in Montreal.
Absolutely.
For multiculturalism, because we are talking to an American audience about, I mean, they may not be fully aware of how that would work because, you know, the common language, English, American English and whatnot. In your own view, as to how it is, you know, why we like living up here as Canadians, how do you view this whole multiculturalism thing? How's it working? How's it feel to be a part of this?
I think it's working pretty well. Of course, racism and intolerance exists around the world in Canada, and of course the United States is not immune to that. But we've come a far way, and the fact that we are a country that's been built by immigrants and will continue to be built by immigrants and well into the 21st century is a tribute to the fact that we accept people from around the world, and we accept their differences, and we thrive on that, not forgetting, of course, that we are Canadian. Mm-hmm. And but it doesn't mean that we all have to look and talk alike. We speak a multitude of languages, and we have different religions that we adhere to, and I think that's the beauty of Canada.
I also think, though, too, I take another view. I agree with everything Neil said, but I take a little bit of a right-wing view, which maybe has been heard before on the Liberty Works radio network. And where I live, a town called Markham, just north of Toronto. Toronto's mm-hmm. a city roughly of 5 million people. If we were in the U.S., we'd be the fourth largest city in the U.S. So where I live, this village of Markham, just north of the city, there are approximately 300,000 people of Oriental descent.
Okay.
And it just happened too soon, too fast.
Oh, yeah.
And it's too much of a culture shock for those of us born there. They're beginning to assimilate, but it's taken us quite a while to accept this. It's like an overnight change. And Canada hasn't been good that way. It's been too much.
You get words like that. I mean, Markham is near Agent Court, and of course the popular slur that people use is Asian Court when they talk about this place, and they talk about Bramley. They call it Bramistan for, you know, obvious reasons too. So you will get a lot of that. As you said, it's, you know, racism is not immune to that in Canada, but we tend to be a lot more tolerant about that. I mean, even yourself, you mentioned this, like, whoa, too fast, too soon, yet people are still accepting of it. And that's one thing which we kind of like about being Canadian.
People will get the evolve over time, but they welcome them in their own way.
We've had to be very careful in cities like Toronto and Montreal when we're talking about crime. Certain crimes can be attributed to certain ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very tolerant and very careful of what we say on the radio and television.
Especially, I mean,
in terms of statistics.
Yeah, you can't
not label particularly one group that is always doing one particular crime.
That's right. And that was our work at the Department of Multiculturalism, to try and encourage people not to label and generalize and stereotype and promote understanding, which is extremely important if we're going to live together.
I want to know more about this following the break. We're going to come back with Neil Dravkin and Vic talking about their travels and Canada. Stay tuned to the Liberty Works Radio Network, Across America via Satellite. Across America via Satellite.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
very good girl?
Haunting, you're dead.
Go choose some razor blade.
Travel world will continue.
Now, news and views for thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. For the teens in your life, tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
The truth behind the income tax. Finally, a video which can explain to you the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Tired of big government draining your family's financial resources? Tired of you and your spouse having to sometimes work more than one job each just to plug that drain? The truth behind the income tax. An eye-opening video, yours for only $24 post-paid. Order now. Make check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. Learn the lawful way to keep the government's hands out of your pockets. Learn the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, just $24 post-paid.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
Just like a flower, it just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
Well, I wanted to be an athlete. The Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
More than 2.5 billion prescriptions were dispensed last year, and over half may have been taken incorrectly. Marilyn Ouellette, pharmacist for Merck Medco, the nation's largest manager of prescription drug benefits, explains why it's important to educate before you medicate.
To get the full benefit of your medication, find out the answers to some important questions.
What questions should you ask your doctor or pharmacist?
Ask what your medication is supposed to do, how you should take it, what side effects might occur and what to do, and whether you should avoid any food, drinks, or other prescription and over-the-counter medications. Read all the written information you receive with your medication and follow the instructions carefully.
Remember, educate before you medicate. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigation study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still...
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
The girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject
everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial.
So don't he play, play us straight.
You know he really doesn't get it anyway.
Gotta fight up, feel, keep it real.
But you know way, but you know way.
So if you don't break, just go and compensate. At least you know you can always go on regulate. The world needs one of these.
Hey, hey,
do that fucking thing.
And we're back with Neil Drabkin, and that's your theme song, Neil. It's Travel World with Willem Bagg and Stephen Pickford. You have Vic in studio with Neil Drabkin. He took a trip down to
Southern California,
where you met all the girlies. Did they think you were pretty fly?
Oh, well, I had a lot of success at the beach, I can tell you that.
Oh, really?
And it never rains in Southern California.
But it pours.
Did you get sand between your toes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, walking on that beach on the Pacific Ocean is, there's no feeling like it, actually.
It's called sand burn, huh?
Yeah.
Towel burn?
But I had an opportunity to go to Beverly Hills, of course,
oh,
the land
yes.
of movie stars and swimming pools.
Yes, yes.
From the one of my favorite programs, I'm sure it was, too. Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
And I had the opportunity, actually, we were talking about boutique hotels before, to stay at a phenomenal boutique hotel called L'Hermitage, which is located in Beverly Hills, conveniently, just a couple of blocks away from Rodeo Drive, where you have a lot of interesting places to spend your Canadian dollars, your American dollars.
Now, Rodeo Drive, we were there. And it was a big letdown because they talk about Rodeo Drive, and it's
like one
short.
Block. Yes,
it's like
one
two blocks. That's it.
One two blocks
from Santa Monica Boulevard to Wilshire. It's like two blocks, and the boutiques. What, $600 shoelaces?
Oh yes, it's an expensive place to
visit.
And
that's been on sale.
Yeah,
you have to have deep pockets. And something else phenomenal about it was I was there at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening. There wasn't a soul.
Oh really?
A soul on the street.
They rolled up the sidewalks.
They rolled up the sidewalks, and
all the shops closed like 5-6 p.m.
Oh, that's right. So I had an opportunity to stay there. The L'Hermitage is a beautiful place.
Uh-huh.
It's the amenities are phenomenal. You have a 40-inch TV monitor.
You said 40-inch, and Vic just look right at
it. The look on Vic's face, 40-inch is a what?
Yeah. And I've never been to a hotel, actually, where when you arrive, you have stationery engraved with your name.
Really?
And business cards engraved with your name to be used during your stay.
Did you get them?
At the hotel. I did indeed get them, and I have
them. I want
to
see one. Do you
I will show them to you after the show, actually. And
that's cool. That is cool.
That underlines the personalized service you get at the hotel. And they have a phenomenal rooftop pool with superb views of the Hollywood Hills. You can see the Hollywood sign from the pool.
Oh, yeah?
And, of course, at Beverly Hills, so that was an interesting place to visit. And I've also had an opportunity to visit the classic tradition of the Four Seasons Hotel.
Oh, yeah?
Which is, as we know, Canadian-owned.
Mm-hmm.
And
hooray!
That is a world-class hotel. They film a lot of, what I found interesting, they film a lot of the interviews for the movies there. If you see the promos for the upcoming movies, they're actually filmed
in
the hotel rooms.
The critics and...
Oh, really?
That's right.
And they take a room and they sort of, they spend 5-10 minutes and it's like a continual lineup.
That's right, the stars and the...
You don't do a Marilyn Weston interview and say, how good do you want my review to be?
No, you have to do that at the Hotel de la Montagne in Montreal.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
Vic will tell you one of these days.
Okay. Vic? you got it. You got him.
Not while I'm alive. I'll never tell it while I'm alive.
There. It's going to be in his tell-all biography.
And the life and times of Vic Phillips.
The interesting part about being at the Four Seasons Hotel is you never know who you're going to see if you're a stargazer in their lobby.
Mm.
And it was late one evening, and I looked up, and I thought the gentleman looked familiar. It was Enrico.
Iglesias. I see.
And
did you tell him he couldn't sing?
I didn't tell him that. He looked very tired, and he wanted to get up to his room.
Oh, he could. He proved it, because there was this great big thing about it being this new Milli Vanilli thing, because someone had uncovered a tape. It really wasn't Enrico.
That, yeah.
It was done in Germany. It really was a tape of him. But he was just fooling around, like sometimes you fool around behind a mic. Well, somebody took this, said, no, this is him trying to do his song, and someone else does the overdub. So he went on to a national radio show, the Howard Stern Show, and he sang it a cappella, and he nailed it, and so erased that particular thing. Anyway, just thought. add to your
well. There you
experience.
Go. So we saw him, and you're bound to see a star in Beverly Hills. That's for sure. Whether it's on Rodeo Drive or in the hotel in which you're staying.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're a stargazer, well, you'll be right at home. From there, we move to beautiful Santa Monica, which has become the California Riviera in many ways. Just a few years ago, there were really no hotels on the beach. But now there are several new hotels on the beach, one of which, of course, the oldest of them is Shutters on the Beach, which is you can just walk out the back door and get your feet into the sand, as Vic said.
Wow.
And they have a phenomenal restaurant there where you can dine as well, overlooking the ocean. And so it's a very romantic place
over
to
the
take a date. Yeah, the One Pico restaurant.
A date? Take a date?
I can't tell you about that. No.
Come on.
No, that's off the record.
It was Kim Campbell and the 14-pound ham.
Well, actually, I had an opportunity to visit with our former Prime Minister Kim Campbell while in California.
Mm-hmm.
As she now nears the end of her mandate.
Uh-huh.
But she was hosting the 60th anniversary of the National Film Board.
Uh-oh.
And so many of the filmmakers from Canada were up there.
Uh-huh.
And there was an event at the Academy.
Uh-huh.
And they have been a phenomenal influence right across the United States. They've won many Oscar awards.
Uh-huh.
So she was hosting them that particular trip I was there. And of course now her partner...
Mm-hmm.
Is writing a Broadway musical, which will be coming to Broadway, and she has actually written the lyrics to many of the songs that will be included in that production.
Kim Campbell,
mean piano.
Right.
She plays the
really.
Piano.
Oh,
yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a keyboard artist for the Travel World Band. Kim Campbell was actually on our show back in 1997. We interviewed her. And so that was former Prime Minister of Canada. We thought that was rather neat.
Yeah, her beau is quite a bit younger than she is, isn't he?
Well,
would you describe him as a boy toy?
That would be the Fran Papert school of boyfriends. There's actually Fran Papert, who the Canadian TV host. He hosts a children's program called Romper Room. And you think twice about putting your kids on Romper Room, because basically she's 13 years older than Leonard DiCaprio, and on his website apparently she's the mother of his love child. Yes.
It was reported in the National Enquirer and the Globe and the Stars.
I think she figured if Renee Angelil can do it, so can I, husband of Celine Dion.
Well, they make quite a team, actually, because she writes the lyrics and he writes the score, and they're working well together. And I understand after she's finished her mandate in Los Angeles, she'll be moving with him to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Where his production will go on Broadway, so we'll have to watch for that.
Looks like we'll have to have her on Travel World promoting her new production. Listen, the other thing that Santa Monica, did you go have a chance to go out on the pier?
I did indeed, the world-famous pier, and there were just so many people there. Santa Monica's a bustling community, seaside community. They have this Third Street Promenade with a series of boutiques and restaurants, mm-hmm. and phenomenal restaurants right on the ocean where you can dine and watch the sunset and take a walk in the sand. Another place where I actually had an opportunity of staying, the newest hotel there, is mm-hmm. called Hotel Casa del Mar.
Yeah.
Which was one of the grandest of the opulent Santa Monica hotels, and just reopened in October 1999. You should see this place. You walk in, and it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal property.
They spent a lot of money bringing it back to its former glory days.
$60 million. $60 million was invested in this place, and when you're sitting by the pool and you look out the ocean, it's just a great feeling. You
wow.
You sit there and you sip on your pina colada.
Oh, that's okay.
And the rooms are just fantastic. So the Santa Monica Riviera is really becoming the place to be in California, because a lot of people complain about the smog in the inner city. But if you're on the coast and you're at any of these places, you will forget the city very much.
Wow. The breezes, it's the place to be and to be seen.
Santa Monica is also the termination point of the legendary Route 66, the Will Rogers Highway, the Mother Road, Main Street of America. And we're actually going to be focusing a bit about that in upcoming shows and whatnot, because we're taking on a new sponsor on Travel World, soon to be the Route 66 Root Beer, the roadside beverage company out of Virginia. will be sponsoring us. They are also very much affiliated with we joined the National Route 66 Historic Federation, and they're having the 75th anniversary of Route 66 next year. So you're going to hear more about this on Travel World. We're going to be talking more with Vic and Neil about their travels. Stay tuned to the Travel World radio show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And roll the break.
Yoav.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Radio News reporting from Washington. I'm Steve Myers. There's been an attempted plane hijack in New York. A man with a handgun walked onto a National Airlines jet full of passengers at Kennedy International Airport late last night and took the pilot and co-pilot hostage. The plane was bound for Las Vegas. Both were later released, and police negotiated with the gunman, who had issued a list of demands, including asking to speak with someone from the Argentine consulate. An officer at the Argentine consulate confirmed that a detective had called, seeking to contact the ambassador, and that the message had been passed on. The FBI said the man had somehow bypassed the airport's metal detectors, then drew his weapon when he was challenged, and walked to the gate onto the plane. Witnesses said the gunman told a flight attendant to shut the plane's door, but dozens of passengers rushed toward the exit and ran from the plane. The man holding a gun to the pilot's head did nothing to stop the exodus. Port Authority Police Chief William Cafaro said all 143 passengers and 7 crew members had escaped or were released from the Boeing 757 by 1 a.m. The gunman surrendered to police at 3:30 this morning, some 5 hours after the hijack began. No injuries were reported. The FBI identified the gunman as 22-year-old Aaron Comey. Israeli Foreign Minister David Levy said today he may leave the government in protest at the concessions proposed by Prime Minister Ehud Barak during the Camp David summit. He said he would decide which course to take after a meeting with the Prime Minister on Sunday. He again accused Prime Minister Barak of having made too many concessions to the Palestinians at Camp David and restated that he was in favor of a government of national unity with the conservative opposition. He said such a government could not accept the 3 big concessions made at Camp David, particularly on the question of Jerusalem. Mr. Levy's small Gesher party has 2 members of parliament, but should get a 3rd if Shimon Peres wins the presidency on Monday, as expected. Join us for the news hour at 6 p.m. Eastern today. And for more news, please visit pageonenews.com. This is Liberty Works Radio News. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Myers.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works 3 times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
Never in history has it been more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about widgets, you're no lawyer, which is why savvy businessmen and women are turning to ACS, American Contracting Services, and the reason? We understand the law. ACS writes and implements employee contracts with full knowledge of and compliance with the tax statutes and regulations in force in all 50 states. Payroll administration is one of the most costly and time-consuming hassles, just keeping up with annual changes can be a full-time job. Make this the day you unencumber your business and discover the many benefits of employee contracting. Call American Contracting Services at 801-741-8356 or see them on the web at www.americancontracting.com. If writing just one check per pay period appeals to you, call ACS today at 801-741-8356. American Contracting Services, making business simpler. 801-741-8356.
And the theme song for somebody Steven knows.
Yeah.
It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Welcome back.
No, I'm changing my name to Stephen Backus. No, not yet.
No. But he actually, what's funny is that Steve and I are close in age. He's 38, I'm 34. And we went to this restaurant the other day, and this girl says, "Are you father and son?" I look at her and go, "Hey, Dad." Oh, he hates it.
Oh, no, thank you. Do I look that old? Or does Willem look like he should still be in diapers?
Well, it depends on who you meet me with.
Yeah, adult diapers depend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. That's lucky.
Yeah, you don't want to reveal your true underside. Neil Trapkin is with us.
You can kiss it, Stephen. Anyway.
We're just talking about California. Then we're going to get into the topic of the two travel jinxes being in the studio with us.
The three.
Yes, everything. Well, you're a jinx even more elements than travel. But California wrapping up.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on that Santa Monica coast, the other new hotel there is now is Le Marigot Hotel, which is right next to the other two, so you have a real choice. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of a European flavor at this property that you have, and which is distinctive to find in California, actually. And once again, you walk out of the back door of the hotel, you'll find yourself on the beach, on the boardwalk, which now links up Venice Beach, right up to Marina del Rey.
I love Venice Beach.
And if you've been to Venice Beach, let me tell you, that's quite the experience. You can find anything and everything there in terms of cultures and trends. And it was a real big experience to be there. I bought a pair of cheap sunglasses. A lot of vendors on the beach.
A lot of different people styles of Venice Beach.
One wonders whether they're authentic sunglasses, but nevertheless, for $7, I wasn't going to question it. And I look forward to actually going to the Lowe's, which is being redone now. The Lowe's Santa Monica, which is a beautiful property.
We ate there, Stephen.
Yes,
you and me.
Did
you?
Yes. They have the outdoor patio terrace. And we used that to as our spot to change, because we're staying downtown Los Angeles, and we used the Lowe's Santa Monica.
Beautiful hotel. They actually thought they would feed us. They actually offered us a steak tartare with raw eggs one time. The Nouveau Cuisine, we said, great, we'll have salmonella and E. coli fighting it out in our stomachs. But no, we did not eat that. But
it was an award-winning restaurant, though, called La Vendée. Which has received acclaim right across the United States. So that's a phenomenal place, too.
Wide beach at that point, too.
Oh, yes. And in my future travels, I look forward to going to the Beverly Wilshire, which is, of course, the place where Great Woman was filmed.
Yes.
You remember
absolutely.
That?
Yes. And that was the Beverly Wilshire, yes. Grody Woman. And can't say it straight. It's just
God. You cannot say any term straight.
That's actually at the foot of Rodeo Drive.
It's right at the corner of Wilshire Boulevard and Rodeo Drive.
That's right. Well, Rodeo goes down from Santa Monica, mm-hmm. perpendicular, but it kind of splits in a Y. If you hang a bit of a left fork, you'll get right to the Wilshire.
And it's a Four Seasons property now.
Yeah.
Four Seasons now has rights to the Regent name after
that's it.
Getting in partnership with Carlson Group, the people behind Radisson Hotels, who own the Regent name. Still, and they merged the two luxury chains together as one marketing entity. But the place that is totally different than Los Angeles is Buffalo, New York, where
Vic went.
We said Vic shuffling off to Buffalo. Why don't you move the mic over there?
It's the opposite end of the spectrum, Buffalo, from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful city, though. I like Buffalo, and it's right across the road from Toronto. It's only a few miles, an hour's drive from my hometown of Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And we're the giant to the north in that we're a population of roughly 5 million people in Toronto, and Buffalo has probably maybe 700,000 or 800,000 people.
You made it from Toronto on the QEW down through Niagara Falls to Buffalo in 1 hour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Depends what time of day you go. I left in the middle of the night.
All right, yeah.
3 a.m., yes.
Yeah. And Buffalo, of course, is famous for chicken wings. Buffalo
yes.
wings. So I didn't have all that great food Neil was enjoying in Los Angeles. I ate a lot of Buffalo wings and drank a lot of good Canadian beer. I'm not crazy about American beer, but Canadian beer is a big seller in Buffalo. Yes. And I was there for the International Brotherhood of Magicians Convention. That's another hat I wear.
Yes.
I'm a sleight of hand kind of guy.
Yes. Count Alucard.
Yes. I'm known as the Canadian with the fastest fingers on the road.
That was taught to us by his girlfriend, now his wife.
No, strictly magic. And there were 1,000 magicians from my organization. We converged on Buffalo for a 4-day convention, and boy, did we have fun. That was just a couple of weeks ago.
And they quickly disappeared as soon as it was time to settle their account. They all made themselves disappear.
we have a heck of a time. When we go into a town, we just have a lot of fun. The guys and ladies are usually pretty well behaved, and again, we were well behaved. But I'll give you an example of some of the things we do. A group of us walked into a restaurant. We don't let on that we're magicians.
Oh, no.
And so we're out having dinner, and one of the fellows ordered some eggs, steak and eggs. And when the waitress delivered the eggs, he asked her if they were fresh. And she said, "Oh, yes, sir, our eggs are fresh." He said, "Well, they must be." And she looked down, and he had a couple of little baby chicks walking around his plate. They were coming out of the yolk. And she just screamed and ran and got the manager. Well, of course, by the time the manager came over,
they're gone.
The baby chicks had disappeared, and we're all sitting there. We have no idea. We pretend we have no idea what was going on. And he said, "But the waitress said there were chicks in the eggs." And we said, "We don't know what you're talking about." And then he said, "You know, I've been having trouble with that lady for some time. I think she has some problems." So we had to explain. We saved her job.
Yeah, you don't want to be the instigator of that.
No, and I was a bad boy. You have to pick and choose your audience when you're doing magic. You don't want to cause any harm or injury.
No,
it's always done with a sense of humor. So I was coming down. I was on the elevator off the top floor of a hotel, and I was coming down, and I noticed there was a group of traveling salesmen on the same elevator with me, and they had their name tags on. There was another convention going on, and I was the only magician on the elevator. So I carry a little thing. We call it the Funkin' Ring. I'm giving away a little magic secret, but it can emanate sparks from anything.
Okay.
And so I touched the elevator button, and now these salesmen had a lot to drink. So if you visualize the scene, there are about 12 of them in the elevator, and they're all, "Yeah, boy, oh boy, we're going out." They're slurring. So I touched the elevator button, and I had sparks shooting out from about the 15th floor of the elevator. And now I can see them starting to sober up, and I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "The elevator's on the fritz. We're falling. Can you feel it? We're falling." What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So I told them, I said, "Fellas, what we have to do is just jump up and down, up and down, up and down. And if the elevator crashes and you're up in the air at the time it crashes, we'll be okay." So if you can visualize 12 drunken salesmen jumping up and down on the elevator, well, the elevator stops on the main floor. I walk off, and they're still jumping up and down, up and down. Well, those are the kind of things we did at the Buffalo Convention.
I love it.
Yeah. Wacky magicians as conventioneers. Well, magic is fun. It certainly is.
You have this one trick that you did where you pour sugar into your hand, and a sugar cube comes at the bottom. I like that trick.
Oh, well, yeah. We do a lot of little different sleight of hand tricks. We were changing. Canadian money isn't worth near the amount that American money. I think one Canadian dollar is, about 50 cents American.
60-something,
67. 65 cents. Of course, we'd go into a bar, and I'd say, and in Buffalo, they're familiar with Canadian money because it's a border city. I'd say, "Do you take Canadian money?" "Well, no, we don't." And I'd have all these Canadian bills and tens and fives, and I'd say, you don't. I say, no problem, just blow on these bills. And they blow on the bill, and whoosh, I change it to American money. and you don't let on that you're in possession.
Bulging out of their heads, they'd say, what's going on here?
17 Canadians run to you, do for me too, please.
And another one of my pals in a restaurant, he didn't scare anyone. He made sure there were a lot of men in this. Actually, it was a pub we went to, a chicken wing pub in Buffalo. And he ordered some buns and whatever with his beer, and he pulled a snake out of a bun. Rather than a wormy bun, it was a snaky bun. And of course, by the time the manager arrived, the waiter ran, got the manager, no snake. We don't know what happened. We have a ball when the magician.
Did you hear that? Neil's an amateur magician. When he was in Santa Monica, he actually told the girl, he says, you want to see me pull a snake out of my pants?
Oh.
14.
More fun than at the recent Just for Last festival in Montreal.
How do you know that?
ConcealedCameras.com.
That's right. There we go. Good comeback.
But there's a real difference between, you really notice the difference between Canada and the U.S. when you visit a city like Buffalo. Mm-hmm. The problems that Buffalo, say, has with crime, a city of 500,000 people, they have maybe 300 homicides in a year.
Ooh.
Whereas the city of Toronto, 5 million people, we might have 100 homicides. So
that's a lot for a Canadian city. I mean, we talk about Montreal having less than 50.
Yeah, Toronto is still considered a safe, clean city. We don't have the gun problem. That's the big thing.
We got to take a break, come back with Vic and Neil following the break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Roll the break, you off.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Windows, you know you need them. Your energy bills are high. And your... Here's Home Central. Just call 1-800-645-2216 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Sears vinyl framed windows glide smoothly and tilt in for easy cleaning. The multi-pane glass may help reduce your energy cost. And with Sears, the work will be done right, on time, and on budget. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. Call 1-800-645-2216 for a free in-home estimate. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license numbers available on request. You know you need them. So call now for Sears replacement windows. 1-800-645-2216. That's 1-800-645-2216.
You demand a lot more out of your truck, don't you? So when you're getting a new truck, you don't just settle for any truck. No, sir. You head to Truck Season at your quality Ford dealer, where you'll find a Ford Ranger with $1,000 cash back. That's a lot of money, my friend. And all the features you'd expect from a number one seller, like switch-on four-wheel drive and the most powerful V6 engine yet, because you demand it, big guy. So see your quality Ford dealer during Truck Season for details.
Save a Patriot Fellowship wants you to be aware of the following fact. According to the Internal Revenue Service Manual, the authority for special agents of the Criminal Investigation Division is limited to the investigation of citizens living and working within a foreign country and non-resident aliens having a tax return filing requirement. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.saveapatriot.org. That's www.save-a-patriot.org. And call 410-857-4441. Or write SAP, P.O. Box 91, Westminster, Maryland 21158 for more information.
Traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police. Especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to this.
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
Copy that. Hey, do you want to fly free? I'm serious. I can fly you just about anywhere you need to go in the U.S. absolutely free. You see, I'm an Air Lifeline pilot, and we're making this offer to people who are sick and can't afford to take a plane to a hospital or doctor that might save their life. The Air Lifeline's toll-free number is 1-877-AIRLIFE. That's 1-877-AIRLIFE.
Clear to land runway 32.
Should not have gone on this flight tonight. With Willem Baggis, Stephen Pickford. It's kind of funny you should pick that particular one because we do have some airline horror stories, jinxes, and
yeah, the last 10 minutes of the show.
you're the man, Yoav. You're the man.
Yeah, you pulled it out. And both Vic Phillips and Neil Drabkin, and they have their share of stories. Anything that could go wrong on a flight.
Vic's you fly enough, things are bound to go wrong.
Yeah.
And
you get more than your fair share of it.
I am a total jinx, and quite often, and most of the time, they're usually with Stephen. There we are on a flight. Nothing happens to him, but something always happens to me.
Oh, no.
And I'll give you an example. Stephen and I were coming back from Minneapolis, St. Paul. That was about a year ago.
Yep.
And we got bumped to first class. That's unusual, but we got bumped to first class, and we're sitting down. It was an Air Canada flight, if I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
And I had a Bailey's Irish Cream. I ordered a Bailey's Irish Cream, and which is one drink, and I downed that. I took my time, and then I asked for a second drink, and the stewardess in first class said, "Sir, don't you think you're drinking too much?" and I thought, "What? Like we're in the air. It's my second drink, you know." And we weren't loud. We were quiet. I couldn't believe it. I said, "Are you serious?" She said, "Yes. You don't want to cause trouble on board a plane." My God, I haven't even had a second drink yet. Do you remember that one?
That's as bad as Tinkerbell on Midway when he said to me, "All I wanted was a bloody extra." What did I ask him?
You
for?
Asked him for
Bag of peanuts. That's all it was. It was on Midway. Midway, where the first class meal was a bag of peanuts, okay?
And this guy roasted him first.
Oh, dear.
By the way, you won't be seeing peanuts on board almost any plane on any airline, including like American or U.S. Air. They're cutting down on costing so much that they're replacing, peanuts with pretzels. So you'll get these little pretzel packages.
Yeah.
And when you used to get sandwiches before, you won't be getting that. You'll be getting pretzels.
Jeez.
Some airlines, though, have reinstituted what minor food service. Northwest has replaced on some of their flights that were used to be just beverages. They've gone to having a sandwich plate, that sort of thing, because passenger complaints have been up to the DOT over the past year, so airline service has gone downhill, and they're having to do something.
Well, their profits are not exactly down.
No,
so.
Profits are record profits and record load factors, 75-80% load factors. They're filling those seats, and passengers are not getting the service.
I remember flying back from, I think it was Miami, got on an Eastern Airlines flight, and I walked to my seat and sat down, and then within 5 minutes, two other people came over. We all had the same seat. And resolve that. Yeah, three people with the same seat. They overbooked and sold the same seat to everybody.
You know, stand from all the way to Atlanta.
So actually, this actually happened. The stewardess said, well, there's only one fair way to do this. Let's draw straws.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Draw straws.
What? And I was a magician, and being a magician, of course, I wanted to flip a coin. She didn't want to do that. Like, I wanted two-headed and three-headed coins. And but she said, no, we'll draw straws. Well, I lost. That's my luck. I'm a jinx. And I ended up sitting in the stewardess seat, which is the most uncomfortable seat on the plane. For that long
jump
flight.
To the back,
The airline went bankrupt anyways, didn't they?
Yes, they went bankrupt. Now, you actually wanted to sit in the stewardess seat with the stewardess, but that was not possible.
Now, the other one, another jinx, like you and I think we're coming back from maybe California. I'm not sure where, Stephen. American Airlines.
Oh, yes, you were coming back from Las Vegas. Yes, Las Vegas.
Okay, and we had a connecting flight in Reno. And my plane, I was delayed. My connection was delayed, so they're driving me onto the tarmac, and they're asking the American Airlines pilot to hold the plane. And I'm on this little cart going on the tarmac, and the pilot gives me the finger. He actually gives me the finger. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And you wrote a letter to the president of American Airlines,
Bob Crandall,
and he apologized, sent a real nice letter. But with lost bags, delayed flights, there's always something going wrong.
Yeah, whenever you travel, and of course the stories they give you at the airport when there's a delay or how they
That's just it. I mean, Congress last year threatened the airlines that they would legislate to make sure that they lived up to the promises they make in those wonderful commercials that
everything
we see
is great.
On television about the wonderful air service that you get. But of course, now it's always an air traffic control problem. I was recently, as Steve knows, in LaGuardia Airport waiting for a flight bound to Fort Lauderdale. I arrived there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I can tell you the flight didn't leave until 11 p.m. that night. And why? Well, it was an air traffic control problem, or it's a weather problem. And there's only so many times you can use that excuse with any degree of credibility. If you're flying regularly, you've heard that excuse already, and especially disconcerting when you see the other airlines mysteriously taking off.
Delta is a favorite user of that excuse because many times Calm Air, their commuter affiliate, Delta Connection, out of Boston, they used to say their flights were late because of weather problems, and Air Canada would be 15 minutes late, but Delta would be 4 hours late. I guess it only rained or snowed on Delta's planes. It was an act of God that their carrier was particularly singled out for those bad weather conditions. So, no, they were looking in the book of excuses. What's today's excuse, Jimmy? Oh, air traffic control hasn't taken the fall for the last week. Let's use that one again.
And, of course, the subject of air rage. Rick was mentioning he only had one drink on the flight, but air rage has been a topic of major discussion these days. And if you get onto an aircraft and you are in the first class cabin, immediately, no sooner than you sit in your seat, they're offering you a drink and continually offering you a drink throughout the flight, and people do tend to get drunk, and then they wonder why air rage ensues. Well, it's obvious. I think that there has to be a little bit less of an accent on serving alcohol on aircraft, and also a little bit more of an emphasis on service, because Vic is talking about an experience where he and four others had the same seat. This tends to encourage people to get upset, understandably so, and sometimes they do get into a rage.
Now, Stephen, what's that story about an 83-year-old grandmother being dumped off of an...
Yeah, 88-year-old grandmother was dumped off of an Air Canada flight.
Dumped?
Yeah, she wanted to sit at the front because she figured she had trouble getting down the aisle. They tried to tell her to move to sit at the back so she'd be near the toilet because they figured she'd have to use the toilet during the flight.
Good God!
And when she said, no, I've trained myself. I can only have to go to the bathroom once every 4 hours. I can get through the flight. The pilot and the stewardess basically grabbed her and kicked her in the ass right off the plane here on the tarmac in the middle of winter. And finally, the Canadian federal government, the Department of Transportation, they looked at it, Canadian Transportation Agency, and they said, no, you have to retrain your employees. Air Canada had to refund her ticket. They had to refund the cost of a ticket for a relative who had to eventually accompany her, but she said she will never fly Air Canada again because they didn't appreciate her
business. Well, not that she has any choice now in the matter.
But we don't want to knock Air Canada off. I mean, I've had some great flights with them, and they've recently been voted by the airline industry as the number one airline in the world, have they not?
Yeah, one of the top three, because it different categories with regard
regards to financial performance and in-flight service, and there were a number of different categories they and I believe Swiss
I think
Air
it's fair to say that even the best airlines are going to have their incidents, and but it's important to see how they deal with them after the fact.
It's all in the realm of customer service. It's not like, go away, we don't want to hear about it again. At least Air Canada did refund the cost of the ticket and apologized and refunded the cost of the ticket for her companion to eventually accompany her. But it's stories like that that get people to say, hey, should we re-regulate the airlines? Should we have a firm mechanism in place to look after those problems?
That's why I came to Montreal by train.
Via rail and trains in the States, Amtrak now guarantees that you'll enjoy your experience or they will refund your money, a future travel credit. They stand behind their product now at Amtrak. Details.
Well, via rail in Montreal, Montreal to Toronto, is you can get it in under 4 hours, and that's comparable to if you actually had to fly an hour.
By the time you'd have to check in early and get downtown to downtown. No, the train is the way to go when you're going to major business cities in Canada and the States via rail and Amtrak.
And you eat from a menu in the club car? Choice of three gourmet meals?
It isn't just flung at you.
Unlimited liquor and liqueurs, truffles.
The train is the way to go. Look at like scenery whizzing by.
Especially in light of the tragic crash this week in Paris, maybe that is a consideration.
Like granny whizzing by on the airplane. Listen, we got to wrap this up. Thanks for joining us,
Thank
Neil.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
you for joining us, Nick.
Pleasure to be here.
And we'll have happy travels down the road.
And next Saturday, we're going to have a variety of guests. Mike Cohen talking about a hotel in Vermont that he stayed at recently in Burlington. And also
Kelsey Kinsley from Q107 Toronto.
With her experiences, that's next Saturday. Same time, same station for the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm William Backus.
I'm Yola.
That's it. We're out of
here. WorkWorks Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
See you guys
heard
next
on KDJR,
week.
DeSoto,
care,
St.
Bonnie.
Louis, Missouri. WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia. WLYC.